Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Thorne International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as the current economic situation that's affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
Condominium.
Condominium, all right. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Could you please tell me what year your home was built?
I don't know.
Don't know? All right. No worries. All right. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
Oh, probably about 40.
40 years. All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storms, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5 hurricane?
Yeah, we have.
All of them?
Several of them, yeah.
All right. Could you tell me the name or the year of which any of these happened? Like, for example, one of the tropical storms you've lived through or a Category 1 hurricane?
I have no idea, but I've been through storms all over the United States. I'm retired military, and I've been through them in Hawaii, Okinawa, all over the world.
All right. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
This home that we're in now has been damaged, but most of it's been repaired.
All right. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
God, I have no idea.
Don't remember. All right. No worries. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Okay. Could you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it like wind debris breaking windows or wind damaging the roof, ocean surge, flooding related to a hurricane, or like trees falling in the house, or something else?
Well, mostly just water leaking in from the roof damage, I guess.
All right. So water leaking from roof damage. All right, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
We're on the water. We're on the coast, so it's pretty vulnerable.
All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, flash board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to the home of a relative, flash friend in some other area, or would you not make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
We'd evacuate to relatives.
Evacuate and drive home. All right, thank you. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Or would you say your home is already prepared? It could be secured within a few hours.
Well, we're mostly prepared all the time.
All right. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very sure.
All right, thank you. Could you please select your top three sources of information? And the list goes internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper/print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Probably radio and TV.
Would you want to name one more since it is top three?
Probably radio.
All right, so radio, TV, and plus one more. Which one would you say it would be?
What? If I do what?
If you had to select one more, so other than radio and TV.
One more?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to choose one more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Friends and family, maybe?
Yeah, that would work.
All right, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably about 4.
Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane/storm? And the factors are, cost of housing, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of child care, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, or transportation costs?
I don't think any of them have, really.
All right, no worries. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Yes for both, or for one of them specifically?
Well, we're right on the Gulf of Mexico.
So would that be a flood zone then?
Well, storm damage from the Gulf of Mexico, but I guess that's flooding's not a big concern.
All right. So what is the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
B, I guess.
When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
I guess we watch and see what... We keep tabs on what's going on with the weather, and whenever it gets to a point where we figure we need to move inland, we move inland.
All right. It's critical to move. All right. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a shelter, to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
We go to a family.
All right. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
All right, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
No. All right, no worries. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
That I would get that much damage? Is that
no. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Oh, I'm well taken care of financially.
All right. So are you very certain you could come up with it?
Yes, very, yes.
All right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
I think it's increased significantly.
What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
I guess moderately. I don't know.
What about in the past 3 to 5 years?
I guess it's significantly, I guess.
Has it increased significantly?
Yeah, I think it has, yeah. Yes.
All right. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, significantly.
All right, thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance providers? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or did you just do nothing? Did you just continue paying the higher rate?
We just continue with the higher rates, I guess.
Continue paying the higher rate. All right, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you would feel comfortable insuring? 100% since you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60%?
Probably 80%.
Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
Probably not move.
In recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So would you consider that if your mortgage was paid off?
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
All of the above.
All of the above? All right. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
I'm confident, I guess, maybe 4.
4? All right. That the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
3,
All right. So are you like a 3 then? Since you're maybe like reasonably confident?
I guess.
What about that new developments take into account flood risk?
We don't have that problem.
All right. So would that be like a 5 then, since you're very confident? Or a 1, since like no confidence?
5, I guess. You better hurry up. I got to get going.
All right. That's building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Are they too restrictive, you said?
No, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Oh, they're very strict here.
All right. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
They do, yes.
They do? All right. So that'd be a 5 then?
I guess.
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Do what now?
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property is or finances will be affected?
No, I don't.
All right. Most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? And you can select up to 3 options. And the list goes neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job.
I don't think any of the above.
All right, none of those. All right, so none of the above. So do you want to specify maybe one of them, like, personal that you have?
Well, I have a boat, and I had a dock here. It came with my place.
All right, so a dock came with my place, and that convinced me. All right, thank you. So how long do you plan on living in your current address?
I guess that they take me out feet first.
All right, so that'd be more than 20 years then?
I won't live that long. I'm in my 80s now.
Oh, all right. So could you please tell me your age?
84.
Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
All right. How many of them are under 12 years old?
None.
All right. Thank you. What is your marital status?
Married.
What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
I'm a college graduate.
Are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
Am I doing what?
Are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
Not this week. I'm not.
All right. What racial group do you identify with?
Caucasian, I guess.
What language do you speak most in your home?
English.
Could you please tell me what is the income range for your household?
Probably, I don't know. 30,000, I don't know. We're retired.
All right, 30,000. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.